All right, everybody, when the show's done, we're heading to John's house to pee in his yard, because that's what Nebraskans do.
The pee boy.
When they're drunk and there's not enough bathrooms at the Husker game.
Okay, well.
There's a difference, and I don't live anywhere close to the stadium.
We need a grum pee counter. If you see anybody outside the stadium this fall peeing, let us know.
Tweet at us.
Tweet at John Bishop.
On the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed.
Sure.
Mm.
The Pee Watch 2023.
Wow, I can't wait for the season.
Well, Jeff Sims spoke to the media today, or yesterday. Didn't get to this audio yesterday, but wanted to today. We wanted to give him his own day. Because, you know, some people think he is going to be the starting quarterback. Some people.
Yeah, who are these people?
Not me. But he was asked, how is he going to approach this quarterback battle?
You just got to approach it how you approach anything else. I mean, you got to go in there working on yourself. And, I mean, you can't worry about all the outside noise or anything. Of course, there's going to be competition anywhere, but you just got to go in there and worry about getting yourself better each day and just hoping that the competition brings the best out of you.
Interesting. What a fascinating answer, just because you hope the competition brings the best out of you. Well, his main competition is not practicing right now.
Right.
And so then he's also attacking this, and you know, you mentioned himself getting better. I mean, that's kind of what this is about right now, is just him improving in almost in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that none of the other players couldn't jump up and grab the job, because they could. I just don't think that they will, but that he is having this competition, hoping that the competition brings the best out of him, when the competition that is currently practicing, I mean, if one of those guys wins the starting job, we'd be blown away if one of those other guys won it.
Well, the other quarterback who is expected to compete and be quarterback one or 1A or two, Casey Thompson. Here was Sims on his new teammate.
Casey's definitely a very helpful guy. I mean, for a guy that's hurt right now and can't really do much, he's here every night, you know, watching film, helping out Jack, and just he's just a helpful guy. You could tell he has that experience, and he's been a leader for a while, because he's definitely a natural born leader. His biggest goal is to see everybody at their best, and you can definitely tell by the way he brings himself every day.
Not surprised that he's there all the time, right?
Oh, absolutely.
The guy's a super hard worker.
He is a hard worker. We established that. We knew that last year.
Yep.
But I think he's also trying to, you know, put an absolutely best foot forward.
Definitely.
Because right now, he can't do a whole lot physically to show off in front of the coaches, but he can show in a lot of other ways.
Yes, he can. He can show that he's, you know, paying attention mentally.
That he's locked in mentally.
Absolutely.
How has the transition been? This is a new program for Jeff Sims coming over from Georgia Tech. How has that transition gone?
I mean, it's been pretty smooth. I mean, I'm going on my fourth year in college, so it's a lot of what I expected. Only thing that's kind of shocking me right now is the weather. You know, it's a little cold out there, but other than that, it's going pretty good.
Now, this started a thread of questioning about the cold.
Mm.
We've had temperatures in the 20s and 30s.
Especially when they practice in the morning. It's
yes.
been really cold lately in the morning.
Yes, it has. Sims was asked, have you ever played in the cold?
Not really. I mean, I think the coldest I've ever been in was like 47.
Wow. Dare to dream.
That must be nice.
Yeah, well, he played at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And he's from Florida.
Yep.
So it does make sense, but man, that's quite the life.
Well, here's a little bit more about, and he was asked about, you know, practicing outside, practicing in the wind. That was something that Matt Rhule mentioned last week. You know, we wanted him outside. We wanted him outside throwing in the wind.
I mean, they just want to see if the team can handle being in tough situations. And I think for us, that the biggest thing is overcoming challenges. And, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I look at the cold as a challenge. So just being out there and fighting through it, that's something that built toughness in us and changes our mindsets on how we look at things.
Talked about it last week, right? Just, you know, preparing in the elements, preparing in uncertain situations, because there is uncertainty on 12 Saturdays a year. You don't
right.
know what you're, especially in this conference, you know, when late in the year you might play in crazy, windy. I mean, remember the weather in Michigan, you know, for that game in
That's
Ann Arbor?
Right.
It was horrible that day.
Yep.
So if you get an opportunity to prepare in that, might as well.
Now, listen, he's not the first warm weather guy to come up to Lincoln and experience really cold for the first time.
Correct.
But might be interesting that he's coming into a situation. In the past, you know, you get a warm weather guy. We'll use Tommy Frazier, for example. Came from Florida. He never experienced the real bitter cold.
No.
But he had a chance to be here through a winter, through a spring, and go through it, and didn't start from day one. Here's a guy who could be starting from day one, who's going to be going literally feet first into the cold weather when it gets here in October, November.
And he dealt with it, right? Like, it's been, I mean, it's March 29th, and we still have some of these really cold mornings. You had a lot of snow, right, in Lincoln this year? It's been a long winter is ultimately the point I'm trying to make.
There was some snow last weekend,
too. Was some snow last weekend, too.
It melted right away. It doesn't even count. So he's getting that preparation.
Yeah, it will be interesting how he adjusts to it, because we assume here at some point it's going to start feeling like spring pretty soon. And so these are going to be his only opportunities to work out in this type of weather until the next time it happens, when he might be playing a football game.
That's true, yeah.
Not practicing in it, playing in it.
Yeah.
And he was asked about how he has adjusted to it, the cold.
Yeah, you just got to embrace it. I mean, I think I've been doing a good job at handling it, but I mean, I've approached it different. Like the first day I had on long sleeves, and I was like, Jeff, it's not going to help you out. So I've been going no sleeves and just been out there, you know, fighting it. And it's cool. I'm kind of getting used to it, so it's good.
All it took was just one mention of the word cold, and it fired off about three or four consecutive questions about it.
Do you have the one where he was asked about the snow, like how he thought it was going to be like fluffier or whatever? What was the thing that he said? Like he thought it was going to be like a softer snow.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, when it's fallen, yeah, it's nice and soft. And then it gets cold, and it gets really cold, and then it's crunchy. And we've had a few of those crunchy snow days this year.
Back to his connections with Matt Rhule.
Obviously, coming from Coach Collins, he used to talk about Coach Rhule a lot because, you know, they're friends. So I definitely knew about Coach Rhule. And once I hopped into the portal and he hit me up, I was like, all right, I got Coach Rhule right here. I'm coming from Coach Collins. It could be a good thing for me. So it was definitely something that I looked into early.
I mean, it would also explain why, you know, Matt Rhule was bullish like he was back in November, December. The first time he spoke, yes. It was one of those introductory media availabilities. I mean, he trusts Collins, and so thus, you know, he's going to have a pretty high feeling about him.
And then finally, Jeff Sims on the offense that he's experienced at Nebraska so far.
I think we're a well-balanced offense. I think the run game is very good. We got good running backs, and the O-line, they're very good in run blocking. And then in the pass game, we got receivers that's hungry. You know, they're ready to go out there and get the ball. And the pass blocking has been tremendous in practice.
So a little bit from right now, if the season started today, QB1.
Because Casey is hurt.
And Casey hasn't been motivated yet by the fact that he got left off the poster again.
That's true. Coming soon to a poster near you.
That's right. It's got to be your poster.
Asian Joe says, going back to the P conversation, a whole new meaning to being a P1er.
Nice.
He adds, or a P Warner.
Nice.
We did have those promos that used to air, be a 6'8", a 6P'er.
Ah.
John's certainly the latter.
The devil tree.
In people's yards, apparently. Monstrous activities.
Why would you pee in other people's yards,
That's
John?
Disgusting.
What's wrong with you?
Seriously.
There's a lot of things seriously wrong with people.
Trent says, crunchy snow days. Solid band name. Man, we've had some crunchy snow this year. It sucked.
We have had some crunchy snow.
Yeah.
Well, it might not have snowed if someone would have kept their mouth shut.
Don't think that's how it works.
Last weekend could have been
God
nice.
God is looking down on the random Omaha radio host and saying, you know, it'd be a funny bit.
How many times have you done The Snow Is Done? Every year for the last, 5 years?
Yeah, probably.
And how many times has it snowed after that?
I was so close.
Doesn't matter, Scott Frost. You were wrong.
Close matters in horseshoes, hand grenades, and Snow Is Done predictions.
God telling you, shut up.
I don't think that's...
Don't tempt me.
This isn't the Old Testament God anymore. Doesn't work that way. If you want that God, go read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. And I'm not going to name the rest of them.
Listen.
Psalms, Proverbs.
Just because it's not Old Testament God anymore doesn't mean he doesn't have a sense of humor. I mean, have you looked in the mirror?
Damn you. Paul says, I bet John pees in his backyard. Yeah.
I do not. My dog does.
JD says, John, how is Casey going to win the job when he transfers in May? Wow. JD, can you believe
he is not transferring, JD, you idiot.
JD is an Iowa fan. What did the guy say? What did Stark?
We're nice.
You're nice.
Zach says, crunchy yellow snow. IPA name? Johnny wants some crunchy yellow.
IPA?
Speaking of pee.
This has gone completely off the rails.
Speaking of pee.
Steve Sipple is next on 60. Why did you make me do this? 1620 The Zone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.